Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's edition of Let's Talk About It. I'm your girl Kat. We got a lot to talk about, so I'm just going to dive right in. Okay, I've been reading a lot of blogs, a lot of posts, getting emails, getting comments about Beyonce's Super Bowl formation performance. The performance was great. It was awesome. I have to admit, I love the song. I'm not a huge Beyonce fan. However, there's been a whole lot of negative talk about the song, the performance, etc. And the question is, why? I have a lot to say about this on two different fronts. So I'm going to jump right in. On the first and foremost, there's a lot of talk. Rudy Giuliani and several other people have talked about it. I know that there's talk going on right now saying that the police are not going to offer protection and security for her upcoming concert tour. And that's all well and good. I mean, to each his own. However, Louis Farrakhan has offered the Nation of Islam security for Beyonce's concerts and for her tour, which honestly I think is a phenomenal thing. I think it's great. I think that they will do an incredible job as they have always done in the past in the things that they have supported. So having said that, let me say this. Where there is a will, there is a way. She's putting on these concerts. She has a tremendous fan base. Her tour is going to be successful. For those who are suddenly anti, and I do emphasize on suddenly anti Beyonce because of her Super Bowl performance, it's time to get real, okay? You have people that, I don't care who it was performing, somebody is going to have something negative to say about it. And that's all well and good. Everybody is entitled to their opinion, whether it is an opinion that you agree with or it's an opinion that you disagree with. Everyone is, in fact, entitled to his or her own viewpoints and beliefs. So, with that said, Beyonce is not the first, nor will she be the last person whose Super Bowl performance is criticized, ridiculed, scandalized in one way or another. Of course, we all remember what happened with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. We all know that. Was this Super Bowl performance on par for scandal ratings as Janet's performance? Absolutely not. But you have people that are saying it was improper. What was improper about it? There was nothing improper. She didn't make some demand for a racial divide or a racial uprising. She performed her song. She joined in a collaboration. If there was something that was meant to be racially dividing, I mean, come on, did she not also perform with Chris Martin? Let's get real. So, that leads me to tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is, are we too sensitive or are we not sensitive enough? There are a number of things that I believe that are going on and that are hot topics today that we are being too sensitive over, and then there are things that we are clearly not sensitive enough. Beyonce situation, boom, way too sensitive. Take many sit-downs on that. You have people that want to talk about this and they want to blow it out of proportion for the sheer fact of getting attention. You also have people that use this to create even further divide. But they can't do it if we're not having it. We have to get to the point where we stand up and say, we're not having it. We're not standing for this. We're not supporting this. And when the talk starts, we have to learn how to shut it down. This is just one of those cases. Now, are we too sensitive or are we not sensitive enough? Because I see post after post after post after post regarding Beyonce, regarding this song, regarding her video. But let's keep it real. The video is not really her creation. The video is the brainchild of the director of this video. But if you want to take things literally, the video mentions Hurricane Katrina and the aftermath of that. If Beyonce was that concerned about the people of New Orleans, which is where her family is from, why would you wait 10 years to even mention it or make note of it of any type? Let's think about that for a minute. Let's think about the fact that in her song, Formation, in the video, we're not talking any type of anti-police, anti-racism, you know, things like this. We're talking about a chick standing up and saying, this is who I am. This is where I came from. This is who I came from. And this is how I roll. She's standing up saying, this is me, take it or leave it, I don't care. That I applaud. That I absolutely love. Hence the reason why I love that song. Because long before Formation, yes, I was hot sauce in my bag swag, okay? But let's talk about some of the other issues that are on the forefront of what we're blogging about, what we're talking about, we're posting about. The biggest thing that I'm seeing is all of these posts and videos and so forth, white people don't understand Beyonce's new video. White people just discovering Beyonce is black. White people are up in arms. If y'all don't sit your stupid asses down with that, maybe the biggest issue that we have in our society is you're too focused on what you think and believe white people are worried about when you never even spoke to a white person to find out. And if one white person has an opinion, they don't speak for an entire group of people. Just like if one black person makes a stupid-ass comment, they don't speak for the entire black race. So sit down with this stupidity, because really, I get tired of hearing it. You don't know how ignorant you sound when you're sitting there talking about, oh, white people think this, white people think that, white people are worried about this. And it, who have you talked to? Help me understand that. Who have you talked to? What survey poll did you take? Stop it. Stop it. Because while you're sitting out there and you're making posts and you're making comments and you're spreading this negativity, what about all the white people who are standing up for racial equality do you not see? What about all the white people that are standing up saying Black Lives Matter do you not see? What about the people who are suffering just like you that you do not see? Okay, I'm reading all these posts about Flint, Michigan, and the poisoning of the children up there, which has to be one of the biggest disasters in American history. Children are dying or allowing them to be systematically poisoned. An entire city of genocide is going on. And where is the support? This, as soon as it came to light, should have been handled immediately. And there's no reason that it couldn't be. We have the resources. We have the personnel. We have the knowledge. We have the know-how. We have the technology to make it right. And we're not doing it. Everybody's sitting around shaking their heads and pointing fingers. But who is actually doing something about it? Who is actually fixing the problem? And for the record, it's not just black children that are being poisoned. It's the entire city, a myriad of races, of cultures. Bottom line, it's people. It's people. And that's what we all are. We are people. We are not black people. We are not white people. We are not Asian people. We are not Latina people. We are not Hindu. We are not Baptist. We are not Catholic. We are not Protestant. We are people. And when we stop volunteering to forget that is when we will finally make some progress. But if we continue to have these discussions and to post information where we are blaming everything on one demographic, meaning we are blaming everything on white people, all the ills in our society are because of white people. If you continue to make that claim, if you continue to think along those lines, nothing will ever change. Because, newsflash, by blaming them for what's happening to us makes you no better than they are. Hear me and believe it. The hatred has to stop. The blaming has to stop. The segregation has to stop. You want to be included. You talk about inclusion. However, you voluntarily separate yourself on a case-by-case basis. Stop it. Just stop. Grow the hell up. Just stop it. Okay? Take accountability for us. Take accountability for educating us. Take accountability for feeding us. Take accountability for protecting us. Take accountability for growing us. Other cultures ain't thinking about you. They're really not. They're busy living their own lives and dreaming their own dreams and going after their own successes. So worry about you. Stop letting the media feed you a bunch of BS, because that's what it is. Because the media knows all we have to do is say this. All we have to do is put out that, fall for it every single time. Prove them wrong. There is enough in our own community to focus on that we don't have to focus on anybody else. We don't have time. To be real with you, we don't have time. Stop looking to other races to provide jobs and income for you. We have enough talent and intelligence to create our own. Did you ever stop to think about that? If we put as much time and energy into creating our own lifestyle and building our own culture, in creating our own economics, as we do, talking about disrespecting and trying to tear down somebody else, we will be super successes. So stop it. What else do you need from anybody else? We have our own technology. Look at the number of inventions that were created by black people. We have financial geniuses. We have our own doctors, our own lawyers. We have our own scientists. Build them up. And instead of trying to encourage your child to be the next LeBron or the next Kobe, teach them how to be the next heart surgeon. Encourage them to get into science and biology, your child may be the one to cure cancer. Your child may be the one to cure AIDS. Your child may be the one who the knowledge and the know-how to end world hunger. But you'll never know that if you're only focused on what they can do on a basketball court. Be accountable. Stop being sensitive to the things that don't really require your sensitivity, but be more sensitive to the things that do. Be more sensitive to growing who you are, to educating yourself, to empowering yourself, to reinventing yourself if need be, if that's what you feel you want to be, not because that's what somebody else tells you you have to be. We have to focus. Another thing that I saw that we are not being very mindful of is an interview with Rev Ron and Tyrese. If you haven't watched their show, It's Not You, It's Men, you got to see it because the show is awesome. But they did a interview with Amber Rose. And one of the things that they discussed during this interview was how a woman presents herself. And actually the statement, and it came from Rev Ron, was you should dress for the way you want to be addressed. And Amber Rose was quick to say, you know, that's nonsense. But you should dress for the way you want to be addressed. If I want someone to address me like I mean something, like I'm intelligent, like I'm stylish, I'm sophisticated, that's what I have to present to the world. But if I'm dressing like I want to be objectified, that's what I'm going to get. So I'm going to hold that thought for just a second because I do have a caller. Hello, caller. How are you? Someone's calling from 301-717. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And yourself?
I am doing great. Thanks for joining in. So what do you think about the show? Tell me your thoughts on the topic. Are we too sensitive or are we not sensitive enough?
Are we too sensitive? Well, I just came in, you know, in the last 60 seconds, actually, to hear what you said about Amber Rose and dressing and the other minister and Tyree, who was on television, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I do agree with them and with you. Yeah, you pretty much get what you address for. You know, you're sending a message in what you wear. And so when you get a response according to how you dress, then you have to deal with that because that's what you're saying you want.
And that's exactly the point. What they were telling Amber Rose was complaining that when she makes public appearances, people get in her personal space, and she's groped. You know, men and women are touching her breast or touching her behind, and she feels offended by that. Yet, you got to look at how these people recognize you. One, look at how you dress, because if you Google any pictures of Amber Rose, she's usually showing more skin than she has on clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Her rise to fame has been as a stripper. You know, she is very sexual in everything she does. I am not in any way putting her down. You know, that's her hustle. That's how she does things. That's fine. But if that is your hustle, then you can't sit back and complain, oh, they objectify me. They just see me as a sex object. Because that's what you've given them.
Mm-hmm.
That is what you put, those are the pictures that you put out there of yourself. Nobody else put this out there. This is how, this is the public appearance. This is the public persona that you have given of yourself. And young girls, even though so many people say, I'm not a role model, look, I have a saying, the way you live your life may be the only Bible somebody else is reading. So if people look at you and they look up to you and they're seeing you on Facebook, they're seeing you on Instagram, they're seeing you on Twitter, they're seeing you on TV, they're seeing you in magazines, and these little girls think the road to success is done like this. Whether it's Amber Rose, whether it's the Kardashians, whoever is the flavor of the week, if this is what they're seeing, if this is how you're saying, if you want to be noticed, if you want celebrity, this is how you dress, then that is what they're going to try to replicate. But that's not what we want to show. This is a boss. This is a boss chick right here. If that's not a boss chick, Michelle Obama is a boss chick. If you want to see what a strong, articulate, sexy, successful black woman looks like, then you look at the First Lady.
I agree.
Because she shows what you should strive for. She shows what success looks like. These other things, no, they don't. When I'm talking about, are we too sensitive or are we not sensitive enough? Should we sit back and the moment somebody of another race says something negative about someone that we have on a pedestal, then we have a problem with it. But when we do something, it's not a problem. We need to be sensitive to the people that are harming our community, whether it is the crime in our community, whether it's the drugs in our community, whether it's the miseducation of our community, whether it's the misrepresentation of us, by us. That's what we need to be sensitive to. We don't have time to worry about what other people are saying about us, what other people think of us. That's their opinion. But we are our own reality. And that's what we have to be sensitive to.
I think a lot of what we see now in this 21st century, it's, especially with the women especially, to me, it's a form of low self-esteem. That's all. It's the inside.
Yes.
Something broken, something missing, you know, some hurts, whatever. And they feel like they have to go hard, and it's very competitive, too. You know, who can make their breasts sit up the highest, and who can have the biggest breasts, and, you know, all of that. It's just very competitive. And what they want, they don't get. Because what I think is saying to men is, look what you can get if you pick me. You know, and at the end of the day, it doesn't pay off. What you thought you was going to get,
Well, the thing is,
it's sending a mixed signal.
And you're absolutely right. It is sending a mixed signal. You're saying, this is what I'm about, this is who I am, this is what you can have. But then when you attract the thing that you don't want, now you're talking about, you need to respect me. How can I respect somebody that doesn't respect themselves? We often talk about low-hanging fruit. And lazy men have no problem going after low-hanging fruit. Low-hanging fruit being the women that's going to come for them, not the women they have to work for. And when you come out, and you made a very good point with the breast implants, you know, with the I don't even know what to call the ridiculous booties. And I don't know where this trend started, but it needs to stop. We
emulating
need to stop
other people
ourselves.
Yeah, yes. They just emulate other people, the Kardashians. Okay, but you're not a Kardashian. But they want, you know, because they follow them as their role models. And, you know, but, I don't know. It's just very sad and unfortunate. It really is.
It's pathetic. We're long past that. It's not even about their character. You know, I'm not trying to emulate them because I like your character. I like what I see. What they're trying to emulate is a cash cow. And a lot of people don't want to hear that. They don't want to admit to that, but it is what it is. Women today will do whatever it takes to get paid. And if that means to mutilate your body to look like somebody else because you think they're living a lifestyle that you want to live, then you do it. And then when it doesn't turn out right, oh, you want to blame society? No. You made that choice, not society. Mm-hmm. And you get out here, you know, you want to dress in a overtly sexual manner to attract men, right? But there is no filter on the kind of man you're going to attract. Actually, I take that back. The kind of man you really want to attract is not going to be attracted to that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a catch and release.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hit it and quit it.
Yep. They'll use you.
And that's how you see yourself.
You
if you see yourself. Exactly. If you see yourself like your ass is the golden arches, 100 million surge. You know what? Do you best for you, right? But if you want to see yourself, and if you want to be treated like a lady, like a woman, then you're not going to do that. You're going to carry yourself in a manner that is going to be to attract a man of substance, a man of quality, a man who sees you as a keeper. Because, ladies, if you didn't know, now you know. A man wants a woman who is a good representation of him. And a hoe ain't a good representation of nobody, including herself. So you have to dress the way you want to be addressed. If you want to be treated like wife material, then that's how you need to dress. You need to dress like somebody that man could be proud of. Still means you want to get out there, get in the gym, keep your body right and tight, because these are the things men are visual. These are the things that he's going to be proud of. He wants other men to say, that's right. That's so-and-so's woman. That's so-and-so's wife. She got a good one. He wants that. But he does not want something that everybody else has. We have to understand that. And there's so much on that topic that we will get into, but I need women to understand it's all about you. Are you a low-hanging piece of fruit that all a dude got to do is stand there and watch you fall down to him? Or are you that piece of fruit with a tree? Because, you know, low-hanging fruit falls off the tree because it's starting to rot. It ain't no good. But the fruit at the top of the tree, that's where the best fruit is. That's the sweetest. You have to be that fruit way up high that man got to put in some work and some effort to climb up there and get you. He has to be willing to risk falling. He has to be willing to risk getting hurt, but he knows you're worth the effort. That's where you want to be. You can't be down there at the bottom with the rotten apples because you're better than that. And you're right. It comes down to self-esteem. Know your worth. Know that you're worthy enough to make it on your own until the right one comes along. Those of you who are Christian know Ruth got out there and she toiled in the fields. Boaz was watching her from the distance. She didn't know he had his eye on her. But she wasn't worried about it because she wasn't looking. And that's what we need to do as women. Stop looking for the next man to come and take care of you. You got to take care of yourself. Men love a woman that can stand up and hold her own down in case anything ever happened to him. She needs to know she's going to be all right. So you have to be able to hold your own. You have to be able to work it out, to take care of yourself. And when he comes along, he's complementing what you've already established. He also needs to know that you have the capabilities of maintaining what he's already grown. So my sisters, I love you, but stop looking for men. Stop trying to attract men, because you attract them, then you want to sit and pick and choose which one. Oh, no, not you, not you, not you. Well, maybe you, not you. No, no. Do you realize that men have a sixth sense just like we have? We have a sixth sense about different people. Men have that same sixth sense, but in a different type of way. They recognize strong versus weak. A weak man recognizes and pursues a weak woman with a quickness. A weak man is not going to pursue a strong woman. So a lot of people, you guys are out here and you can't understand why he don't want you. And when he shows you he don't want you, you work harder to get him. Stop it. The reason he's showing you he doesn't want you because he knows he can't maintain you. He's not worthy. See, that man knows himself better than you will ever know him. And he knows he don't mean you no good. And if you're a good woman, if you're a quality woman, he's not even going to waste his time because he knows his game is not going to work. But if you're a weak-minded woman, he's going to be all up on you like butter on bread. You have to determine who you are. You have to determine if you will and will not accept in a man. But it starts with you. Build up your self-esteem. Learn how to love you so that somebody else can come and love you. In talking about are we too sensitive or not sensitive enough, you know, I live within the natural hair community, and one of the blogs I follow posted a comment, a question. If you were to go on an interview and they ask you to change your hair, it was so surprising to me type of responses that came to this question. Women were saying, oh, no, I'd have to look for another job. No, ain't nobody trying to get me to change my fro. And I was sued. That's discrimination, blah, blah, blah. If you don't sit your stupid ass down, do you understand that's the reason why I'm being employed right now? Now, here's the real deal. Number one, if they're asking you to change your hair, you should ask the question, are they asking you to straighten it or are they asking you to change the style that you walked in with? It's not about assimilation. It has nothing to do with assimilation at all. What it has to do with is when you take a job, I don't care who it is that you work for, I don't care what it is that you do, when you go in for an interview, that company is looking at you, that recruiter is looking at you, and how well does this person fit into my team? Person fit in as far as I want to represent my brand. If you go, if you go for an interview with an Angela Davis afro that's half pink and half green, unless it's a clown interview, well, you're not getting that job. And it's not about, oh, so you're saying I can't wear afros? No. That's not what anybody's saying. If it's a well-groomed afro, absolutely, rock it, right? But at the same time, you have to understand not everything is for everybody, just like you're not for everybody and everybody's not for you. When you go for a job interview, whether you're a naturalista or not, when you go for a job interview, you don't go in there in some jeans or some sweats or Tim's. You dress for success. Your hair is also a part of it. I'm a natural girl. I'm not straightening my hair for nobody. But when I go to an interview, I'm not going in there in two-strand twists. I make sure my hair is presentable. 9 times out of 10, that's exactly what they're saying. I see a lot of natural sisters whose hair is absolutely stunning. And I see a lot of natural sisters' hair who, me, as a natural girl myself, I want to comb your hair so damn bad it ain't funny. You know, you can't go to a job interview looking like you just got out of bed but you haven't combed your hair in over a week and then claim discrimination when they're like, I'll pass. Because it's not discrimination. And for those of you talking about, oh, I'll sue them, that's just a white man trying to hold me down. Well, sit down. Sue them for what? Sue them because you don't meet their standards. You don't meet what their brand stands for. You don't represent what they have for their customers or how their customers see them. Because that's not discrimination. They can tell a struggling white girl the same thing. So everything is not about black and white. It's about what we are putting forth. If a black man went in there with a nice haircut and looked good and his pants sagging halfway off his butt, he's not getting the job either. So it's not about that. It's about what we present to society. And this is why I'm asking a question. Are we too sensitive or are we not sensitive enough? And I'm saying that we are too sensitive to the things that we shouldn't be sensitive to, but we're not sensitive enough to the things that desperately require our attention. When is the last time you told your child, I'm proud of you? I'm hoping that you tell your child you love them on a regular basis, but when is the last time you told your child, I'm proud of you? I'm proud of who you are. If you watch the movie The Help, the nanny told that child on a daily basis, kind, you is smart, you is special. Do you know the meaning behind that? See, there are power in words. If you are telling your little girl child on a regular basis, you are beautiful, you are smart, you are special, I am so proud of you. But he wants to plant the seed of when you tell your son, you are strong, you are intelligent, you are special, you are so important. You are planting the seed for a future strong man. See, low self-esteem and low self-worth come from us. It starts with us. It starts in our community. It starts in our family. It starts in our home. It starts with you. Low self-esteem comes from telling your child you're just like your daddy, knowing your child knows you can't stand their daddy. When you tell your child you ain't nothing, you ain't never going to be nothing. When you tell your child you can't, and you can fill in the blank with whatever you want, you're setting them up for failure. Not society, not white people, you are. It starts with you. There's power in words. There's power in saying, I am proud of you. Do an experiment. Tonight, tell your child, I don't care if they're 6 or if they're 60, tell your child, I am proud of you. And watch the difference. Watch immediately you see that seed take root. And you'll see a change in them. You'll see a look. Or if you're talking to them over the phone, you will hear it in their voice. You planted a seed and it took root. Because the person that they look up to the most is proud of them. We don't have a problem in criticizing our children, but we don't do enough in nurturing them and building them up. If you want to change the direction of society, you want to change the direction of our community, it starts with you. If you don't have a child, then you tell a niece, you tell a neighbor, you tell somebody. I don't care if you tell a coworker. Tell somebody, I am proud of you. But after you do that, I want you to look in the mirror. I want you to tell yourself, I'm proud of you. At least once a day, every day, for the next 10 days, I want you to look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm proud of you. And see how your life begins to change. So we have to take the time to build ourselves. If nobody else is building you up, you can build it. You can do it. You can build yourself up. Tell yourself, I am proud of you. Tell yourself, I love you. It's time for you to be your own help. You is kind. You is special. You is love. Y'all done wore me out. Hey, that's going to be our show for tonight. This is your host, Kat. Caller, thank you so much for calling in. And before I go, do you have any more words, caller? Give us some words of wisdom. Okay. I think I have lost my caller, but that's okay. Guys, it's been a great show. This is your girl, Kat. I give love. I give encouragement. I want you all to build each other up. I want you to set aside being sensitive over the things that we cannot control, the things that we cannot change, and show more sensitivity to the things that we can change. I need you to be the change that you want to see each and every day. Until next week, peace out. I love you. And if something's on your mind, let's talk about it.